Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Stay tuned to hear all the upcoming news at Bethlehem High School. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today me and my co-host Jacob will be going over all the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with a weather report.
Testing starts next week, May 1st through the 3rd. Wildcat Festival is on the 6th.
Don't forget Wildcats, Teacher Appreciation Week is coming up, and the Drama Department will be having plays the 5th through the 7th.
That's all the news for this week, Wildcats. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome back to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday the 29th, isolated thunderstorms late that afternoon, but still fairly warm with a high of 84 and a low of 65 that night. Sunday the 30th, some light rain but mostly sunny with a high of 74 and a low of 59. The wind is at 14 miles per hour, so there is a slight breeze. Monday the 1st, sunny and cool with a high of 71 and a low of 50. There is a small 5% chance of rain, but still pretty unlikely. Tuesday the 2nd, mostly cloudy with a high of 78 and a low of 49 that night, but overall pretty comfortably warm. Wednesday the 3rd, very cloudy with a light overcast all day, but still warm with a high of 81 and a low of 59 that night. Thursday the 4th, there is a 99% chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 85 and a low of 63 that night. All information was accurate as of April 27th and was provided by my15dayforecast.com. Now onto Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcats Sports Segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by John, and today we're going to recap the past games. The Bethlehem Wildcats varsity baseball traveled to Lead Academy on Saturday. They lost a hard-fought game 6-8. The top players for the Wildcats were Lanyon Williams, who was 1-for-2 with a home run, Dylan, who was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, and Cole, who was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Varsity baseball also traveled to Freeport on Tuesday. They lost 11-19. The top players for the Wildcats were Landon, who was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs, Cole, who was 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, and Dylan, who was 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. The Lady Wildcats hosted the Ponce de Leon Pirates on Monday. The Wildcats lost 15-2. The top players for the Wildcats was Abigail, who was 1-for-2 with 1 RBI, and Grayson, who was 1-for-2.
That's all for this week. Now on to Frank with Game Verse. That's how we do every day. We be
grinding, and if you want to come and text us, if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. To continue with our recent superhero theme, I'll be going over the 1989 film Batman. This film, being released on June 23rd of 1989, broke several opening records during both its opening weekend and second weekend. The film closed on December 14th, 1989, with a final gross of $251.2 million in North America and $160.15 million internationally, totaling over $411.35 million. Furthermore, Batman held the record for being the highest-grossing superhero film of the time until it was taken over by Spider-Man in 2002. I recommend you go back to one of the previous episodes to hear about that film. Batman was criticized by some for being too dark, but nonetheless received a generally positive response from critics. The movie's highest praise from most critics were compliments to the film's fantastic production design, and I would agree. A great-looking movie with a fun experience to boot. The villain, the Joker, played by Jack Nicholson, definitely steals the show on this one, and the entire film is just a great watch, and I fully recommend it. That's it for now, people. As always, thanks for watching, and be sure to tune in next week for more classic and modern movies. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com. And now, on to Ryan with Funky Factoids.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I'll be talking about the Amazon River and all of its funky facts. The Amazon River is an uprailed to any other river on Earth. Its massive volumes of water feed the adjacent Amazon rainforest, make it possible to build bridges over and even raise the height of the ocean in the Caribbean Sea. In addition to the Amazon River role as a global freshwater powerhouse, its geologic past, unique wildlife, and impact on human history make this river one of the most fascinating places on Earth. My story source is Tree Hugger.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time. And this week, we're going to be talking about the Hyperloop. The Hyperloop is one of Elon Musk's many inventions. You may have never heard of the Hyperloop, but it is a very interesting invention. The Hyperloop is a proposed high-speed transportation system for both public and goods transport. These machines will cost about $25 to $30 billion, or $60 million per mile, and take about 6 years to construct. The Virgin Hyperloop will cost about $84 to $121 million per mile. My source for this week's episode of Tech Time comes from Observer.com and Wikipedia.com. That's it for this week's episode of Tech Time, and thank you for listening, and now to Zach with This Week in History.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. Today we'll be talking about April 28, 1770. British explorer Captain James Cook arrives at Bontani Bay, Australia. April 29th, Lo Lee becomes the King of Vietnam and Dong Do, now Hanoi. April 30th, 1798, the U.S. Navy is established by an act of Congress. May 1st, 1967, Anastasio Samsou becomes president of Nicaragua. May 2nd, 1519, Italian artist Leonardo da Vinci dies at Clox, France. My source is from Happy Books, copyright 2003, a day-by-day review of world events. This week in history. Now on to TC with cool animals from around the world.
Hey, I'm TC. Welcome to Cool Animals Around the World. Today we're going to talk about cool animals in the state of Florida Keys. He deer, an endangered deer that only lives in the Florida Keys. They are also the smallest North American deer species. The moleskin, a species of small lizard endemic to the southeastern United States. Gray egret, a large, widely distributed egret. They are also found in Asia, Africa, Americas, and in Europe. That's all for cool animals around the world. Stay tuned for next week for cool animals in the state of Alaska. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.
That's all for this week, folks. Stay tuned next week to hear all the upcoming news at Bethlehem High School.